It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. Today we recall that it was 47 years ago that country music fans were stunned to learn that singer, musician, and comedian David Akeman, better known to his audiences as String Bean, and his wife Estelle, had been murdered by burglars in their rural Tennessee home near Ridgetop, 35 miles south of Russellville, Kentucky. Akeman, who had also been a semi-professional baseball player, was best known for his role as a main cast member on the hit television show Hee Haw and as a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Akeman was renowned for his old-fashioned clawhammer banjo-picking style, his careful mix of comedy and music, and his memorable outfit, which consisted of a long nightshirt tucked into a pair of short blue jeans belted around his knees, giving him the comical appearance of a very tall man with very short, stubby legs. Despite his success, Akeman was unassuming. He lived modestly and he enjoyed hunting and fishing. Accustomed to the hard times of the Great Depression, Akeman and his wife lived frugally in a small cabin. Depression-era bank failures caused him to distrust banks, and the gossip around Nashville was that he kept large amounts of cash on hand, though he was by no means wealthy by entertainment industry standards. On Saturday night, November 10th, 1973, Akeman and his wife returned home after he had performed at the Grand Ole Opry. They were both shot dead shortly after their arrival. Their killers had waited for hours, and their bodies were discovered the following morning by their neighbor and fellow performer, Grandpa Jones. A police investigation resulted in the conviction of cousins John and Marvin Brown, both 23 years old. According to the Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals, upon their return, Akeman spotted the intruders in his home and evidently offered some resistance. One of the Brown cousins fatally shot Akeman and then pursued, shot, and killed his wife. At their trial, each defendant blamed the other for the homicides. The killers took only a chainsaw and some firearms. Marvin Brown fought his convictions in the appellate courts. On September 28, 1982, the Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals affirmed the trial judge's order denying him a new trial. He ultimately admitted his part in the burglary and murders, but insisted his cousin fired the fatal shots. Under Tennessee's felony murder rule, it didn't matter who did the shooting. Both men were guilty of murder anyway. Marvin Brown died of natural causes in 2003 at the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary in Petros, Tennessee, and is buried in the prison cemetery. In 2004, John Brown was granted parole and released after serving 41 years of a 198-year sentence. David and Estelle Akeman are buried in Forest Lawn Memorial Gardens in Goodlettsville, Tennessee. During the remaining production of Hee Haw, the scarecrow in the cornfield was dressed in String Bean's trademark outfit and left on the set as a memorial. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 10th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.